All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. So there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinkingbros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being. even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah!
Guess who's back? Big Duke Rocco. Wait, no, that's Rocco.
Wait, guess who's back? Guess who's back? Everybody's back.
Free Willy's back.
Everybody's back.
Dude, that's
Free
Willy. That's what your gangster like.
Look,
dog,
Jared, we've changed it to hashtag dicks out for Harambe now. Okay.
God damn it,
dude! I can't hear.
We've moved on. We've moved on from whales. We've moved on from whales to gorillas, Jared.
Oh my
I'm sorry.
God.
Whales
dude,
to gorillas.
Is old shit. How did it get rekindled? Look, I was off the podcast for fucking two shows.
Two episodes.
All of a sudden, Harambe's a big deal again.
Oh, he's huge. He's sweeping the nation.
I heard
he's
I heard
the
hey listen
fucking nation.
Ross, I heard he's dying to get in the news. So, you know. fucking nailed it.
Love it.
Oh, the video with Chris Kyle taking him out is my favorite, by the way.
That is really fucking funny.
I didn't see that one.
That
I
is
think.
Yeah, it's Chris Kyle like slowly pulling the trigger. He's like, "No, don't pick up the weapon."
Oh, that's so funny, dude.
Or when Harambe's playing Paul Walker's character in Fast and Furious right when he dies. Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
Oh, my God.
Harambe.
Love me, love me.
Harambe. Jeff Ritter.
Welcome, Jeff kids, to Harambe. Another exciting, ball-quenching episode of Drinkin' Bros Podcast. We got the whole crew back together.
Yeah.
In case you forgot who they were, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce them like it's our first show again. We got Mr. Matthew Best, movie star, lead in the number two movie on iTunes. Why is it not number one, Matt? Why is it not number one?
You know, because there's some angry birds out there, you know? Fuck yeah.
Dude, recently, Matt recently got his dick rhino-lined so he doesn't need a condom anymore.
Yeah, that's so fucking awesome.
Because, you know, now that the movie's out, I mean.
We've all been playing with it.
Thrown at him.
We've all been playing with it, trying to break it. It just
doesn't break. I did get another celebrity bang pass the other day from somebody.
Oh, really? That's a story.
Who?
That's a story.
Look at you.
That's a story.
Look at you.
You know, I am a man that's taken, so I fucked her, of course.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I get a lot of celebrity fucking will you mow my lawns, but how did you get a bank pass?
That escalated quickly.
That escalated.
It did. So the man who's got his penis rhino line is obviously Mr. Matt Best. And back once again, we got a man who flew up from El Paso, Rocco, a.k.a. What's with all the chin trysts?
Dude.
What is with all the chin trysts?
Dude, you know what's funny? I've heard a million chin jokes my whole life, and that movie probably came up with three new ones I've never heard, dude. So,
boom.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. No, hey, people love you in the movie, by the way.
If I hear
that he's the next Rock one more time, I'm actually going to call the Rock and
dude,
just say,
know,
hey,
there's been some crazy,
time for you to step down.
Yeah, there's been some crazy life changes, and I am seriously focusing on my fitness now and the kids and business, and I am so ready to fucking no shit take that motherfucker off his fucking high horse.
I will say he is an angry birds, and he's beating you.
He is an angry. I know the motherfucker everywhere he goes, he's there.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
He is
he really an angry bird?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. So I was told.
Oh man.
Who else we got on the show, bro?
So you know him. Yeah. I don't even know. You can hear him. You can hear him spilling France presses all over his jeans.
Hey!
We got Jared T-Bone Taylor.
I'm not even
Triple J,
out of a
Jimmy John's Taylor in the house.
I'm drinking out of a tip cup.
He's already slurring.
Did you shit yourself at drill? Everybody was asking me, did you think Jared shit himself at drill in Washington again?
No, because I didn't go on the mountain hike. Like, I didn't go on the mountain.
Yeah,
so
hiking on mountains makes you shit your pants, is what you're saying.
Hey, Ross, he literally goes, "Oh man, my flight got canceled. Thankfully, I didn't have to do that." I'm like, "Bitch, you called in a bomb threat or something,
dude." Delta. So the morning of, I was really scared, Ross, because I don't generally go zero to mountain.
is that your rap song from Drake?
Yeah.
Zero to a mountain, real quick.
I just have a personal rule that's like, you barely work out, you're not going to climb a 12,000 foot mountain. Like, And then I woke up that morning, and I that was the first time I had ever really bought a Delta flight. And Delta had a full computer crash, and all the flights were fucked up. So I missed them out.
That's why I heard about that.
That's right. My dad got stuck in that, too.
Yeah, so I missed the mountain.
Oh, zero to a mountain quick.
I saw it come back in. Nobody had a smile on their face. They were like, we just went zero to mountain. I'm like, I don't do that. I got a rule.
Dude, I'm just happy to be back on the show with Big Dick Daddy Ross fucking Patterson, North Carolina.
Oh,
hi, Dukes.
Hi-o. I tried to get my dick a fedora today. It didn't fit. I wanted it to look nice.
You know,
I wanted it to look nice for you guys.
Oh, that would have looked amazing.
I almost accidentally threw up. Like, not because that was gross, but I laughed so hard while I was drinking, I thought I was going to throw up out of my dick.
Oh, man.
Here's the thing.
I want to get in.
I was at the beach this weekend. I had my first sponsor on, my Wear Kennedy shorts. It peeped out of there. Couldn't contain it. I put a pair of sunglasses on and I treated it like Weekend at Bernie's.
That's it, dude.
So if you want to call my dick Bernie, you can. It's Bernie. It's a dead guy.
It's funny
that I'm attached to.
I want to do some JT bashing. You know, I want to get into some weird shit. But
we
got to get into the people that make this fucking show possible.
So we're gonna do sponsors and then you're rolling right into bashing me.
Yeah. Hey, we're rolling in the deep. Hey, yep, we're going straight Adele. We're rolling into the deep
right now,
of Jared.
Also, right now, just so you know, Ross, I'm live on Drinking Bros on the Drinking Bros page on their live feed. Just for
have
about
Nikki hold it.
15 minutes.
She's
or so.
She's here.
Nikki,
and
if you don't mind,
that's
that,
great.
Just have a good time with it for a little bit, because you know what? It's nice to be all of us back.
Make sure you show them yourself, Nikki.
It is.
Show them yourself.
Yes. I'm wearing. Show them yourself,
I'm
Nikki.
Wearing board
show them
shorts
yourself.
That look like jean shorts right now. It's aggressive.
You could hold the phone like, and you could read comments, Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki.
All right, let's get to
the
sponsors, man.
A girl named Nikki. She said, "All right,
stop singing
first
my cousin."
Sponsor.
What the fuck?
Hey, wait. This is
you said
go.
She was hot before we got before on air, go. So I didn't want to hear it. You called your cousin hot, Jared.
No, God. I didn't. Yes. No, I didn't. I was just
Jared. That's Jared. He's calling his cousin hot.
You're
the type
like,
to stay
look
up
really
and jack
good
off to that JonBenet Ramsey show.
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. I said fine, not hot. That's different. That's platonic.
You treated her like a Thai father.
Oh, you look really nice tonight.
Hold on. You look really nice tonight.
Fine is worse because hot's like you just want to maybe have some incest. Fine is like I want a dinner date.
Are we going there?
What fucking logic is this?
What kind of?
I think this is the first time we've ever talked.
What kind of man are you?
Yeah.
Hey, let's.
You
let's
Jimmy
get to these
John
sponsors.
Preston,
so we can
cousin fucking weirdo
drinking motherfucker. Yeah, you
cousin
fucker.
Not a bad looking
you cousin fucker.
I didn't mean it like that.
For the record, Jared's cousin is a very, very nice young lady,
and
she is not a part of any of this.
And I've been drinking.
Everyone needs an excuse, don't they?
They really do. Really do.
We need more whiskey in this room.
Oh, yes.
You know,
do.
Hey, you know who else needed an excuse to cheat on his wife? And that was Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, our first sponsor, a little company called WearKennedy.com. That's W-E-A-R Kennedy.com.
Worst segue
the finest
ever.
That was a good segue.
Swim trunks, shorts, tank tops, sunglasses, croquis, bracelets, accessories, wallets, you name it, they have it. You want to look like JFK before he got his fucking head blown off? Boom. Let's travel back in time, get yourself some dope-ass shit from WearKennedy.com. I wear the swim trunks. They've also got a utility spoon that doubles as a bottle opener, and it may or may not be used for cocaine. That's up to you. We'll let you decide. type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You get 10% off of every single order, and they ship for free over $10. And also, you get a free fucking koozie with every goddamn order. Which
everybody
we love.
Wants
I'm
a free
huge
koozie.
Fan of them. We'll wear their shit.
I wish if you had sex, you just got a free koozie. I'd have a lot more sex.
Dude, what if you had like a koozie for your dick?
Oh, what is that called?
A jacuzzi.
It's a doozy.
That's a doozy.
That's a doozy.
But what do you need that for?
Dude, it keeps it warm.
For what?
Yeah, it's a cover.
It always needs to be warm.
No, they do it. Hey,
your
they do it on
always
porn
be
sets.
At least 4 degrees above your regular body temperature.
Yeah, when would you use it?
They do it on porn sets.
Is that post cum when it's like, let me put your dick into a koozie?
No, it's before. It's when you're getting. It's
a koozie.
It's before.
It's before the party starts.
When she undoes the pants, she's like, oh my God, you got a doozy. She pulls it off, and that dick is fucking
you know it's
hot.
Fresh. You know it's fresh. You know it's clean. You know it's warm.
And it's soft.
Hold on.
Like, for me, I would soak my doozy in Vaseline, like that guy that used to put Vaseline in his pocket and keep his hand in there.
What
is that?
Hey, Jared, you know what else you could soak your dick in? Strike Force Energy, our second sponsor. Boom, let's keep the party going all night long. Throw a little Strike Force Energy on that ding dong.
You dip your dick in that shit in someone's vagina. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you'll gain an extra inch and a half.
That's how Vietnam
happened. It's the Olympics
right
now. Exactly. It's the Olympics right now. If you want a pole vault, go ahead and snort some Strike Force Energy, the tastiest little energy drink on the planet. It comes in a little tin pouch, goes in waters, alcohol, soda, coffee, you name it, it goes in there. You get a subscription. God. You can use it before workouts, pre-workouts, before your baby's born. Take some. You can use it anytime you want.
Hey, Ross,
go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every order. They ship anywhere in the world. And
what?
We all have a subscription.
We do.
Yes.
We do.
Hey, do you know if you're having a bad day? I heard, because you kind of put both of them in that statement. If you watch,
go to xnxx.com.
No. If you watch pole vaulting mishaps while drinking Strike Force, you are gonna start your day fucking correct, because that is some
Seen that,
bro. You gotta Google some pole vault mishaps, because or bloopers, because those fucking dudes.
That sounds awful.
It's great. That's a good morning. It's Strike Force.
Hey, watch
people get
hurt.
Morning. You know,
Strike Force.
Strike Force.
We would make white people build a railroad.
Yeah, and
no,
Matt
want
since,
that one.
But no,
that's
they
not it. Since you're back, Matt, why don't you do Tartarus ordinance?
Ooh, Tartarus.
Yeah. Tartarus. You know, if you, I sit here in my office and I just say, I wish a motherfucker would. And you know, when you need some ammo and they have their FFL now, you just want to get dirty, you want to get nasty, and
sometimes you want to kill a motherfucker.
You know? Just want to get up in
or,
that shit.
Or you want to take your daughter to the range and be a fucking awesome dad.
Yeah.
Or mom. Have your fucking kid learn responsible firearm ownership.
Yeah.
And you buy from Tartarus Ordnance.
Because the more you teach your daughters about fucking firearm safety and carrying a firearm every day, the more likelihood rapists will be killed instead of jailed.
Yeah.
I like that.
Jared, we can take it super dark.
Let's do that. Dude, that's the new thing.
That's a new Tartarus.
Kill rapists. Jail
I'm
them.
Sure Tartarus
kill
is going to be
jail.
Amped about that
kill
one.
Kill not jail rapists. Kill not jail rapists.
Kill that jail rapist at Tartarus. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, get all your home defense ammunition needs, all your arms. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com. Tartarus Ordnance. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of everything in the whole fucking store, including guns, bazookas.
Yeah.
I think they've got a plane. You get 10% off a plane. A World War II plane.
10% off a plane?
Of a World War II plane.
Evan just walked in delivering burritos.
It's hot dogs, you
Oh, boy. He's back.
Oh, fuck. You got me hot dogs.
Wow, weird.
I've never seen, you never will hear somebody happier over that.
Yeah,
you know where else you get raw joy in life? Warfightertobacco.com.
Yeah.
They've got finest hand-rolled cigars from the Dominican Republic. Rolled with only the best Cuban seeds. A lot of people say Castro's blood is inside of it. I don't know if that's true.
Is that true,
Castro's
Rocco?
Blood.
I believe it.
I've read about that.
That's how good it is.
You ever watch that movie with Nicolas Cage called National Treasure? I think it had something in there.
Wait. We got hot dogs right now.
Cage against the machine.
But we got hot dogs right now, but why is JT's cut so small? Is it so you don't choke on him?
What?
Like a little baby.
Yeah,
he's got half dogs.
He
gets half dogs.
What's
he gets half dogs.
Warfighter Tobacco.
Hey kids, go to warfightertobacco.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of all your orders. They are 100% combat veteran owned. Put down the hookah and start smoking a cigar like a fucking man. And if you're a fucking man, slide on over to Amazon afterwards. Get the greatest piece of literature ever to grace your hands in your entire life. At night she cries while he rides his steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes. The funniest book ever written. The book that'll change your life. The book that'll make your dick grow bigger. Just by looking at it. It is available at Amazon, Audible.com, Barnes & Noble, you name it, it's fucking there. It's not in Walmart, because Walmart's dicks.
Yep, dicks.
Last but not least, we got a little Black Rifle Coffee. All the kids are in Salt Lake City.
We are.
I'll let you fire away about Black Rifle Coffee. Go ahead.
We're actually right now in the Black Rifle office, and we're kind of doing a cool thing. We're having some little... veteranpreneurship going up here with a lot of the cool
hot dogs.
And well, JT's eating a hot dog. I'm talking about what the fuck we're doing, but yeah, we're up here at Black Rifle. We got the podcast set up. JT did his ninja audio engineering magic, got his board set up. So yeah, Black Rifle Coffee Company.
It's a pain
if you want
20%
off your first coffee club fucking purchase, you go to blackrivalcoffee.com. You type in drink in or drink in, whichever fucking one you want, and
just so you know out there,
roast to order coffee, bro. You know, it's magic.
25 owners of the largest businesses in the tactical and military space are all in town right now to meet with us.
They are. They're all getting wasted out there, and we're in here working because we want to hang out with the drinking bros more.
They're all here.
I like that a lot.
The top 25. I'm talking huge. Like, be afraid.
Huge. And by the way, if you don't mind, Matt, I want to embarrass you by starting off the show. A lot of people, I said it when you were gone, you were away and you went to a ball with a very special girl who made you an incredible, heart-touching video. I saw the pictures online. If you could chat about where you were and how that was, because it looked awesome, and she looked really, really excited that you were there.
Yeah, I got invited by a young girl named Rachel, who her husband passed away. And if you can look up any of the articles about the ball, the Rock Sons ball, please do, because then you could check out the history of her husband and the sacrifice he made.
Speaking of that, I haven't even talked to you about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to tell us.
Now. Yeah, the ball was great,
she
man.
She was excited. Hey,
Jay Jared, that's why we have the podcast, and that's why we're asking him. You know what I'm saying? We thought we'd give it a go.
Ross.
You know, chat
our
with the people about
it. Our podcast called
Drinking
Bros. I get fucked up before we even start. I eat hot dogs, get fucking drunk. I forgot that Matt went to a ball.
Yeah, at least I didn't go to two of them like you last night. All right, so back to my story.
Oh,
all right,
Ohio.
Making fun of me for the truck stop work. It's good cash.
Oh my fucking god!
He is so classy.
Anyways, yes,
you went to that shin ball last night.
Ross, it was. I want to shout out to you, the Rockasans. I will say all their higher up leadership, the colonel and the sergeant major, and all them invited us up. I did go into the officers' room where they all drink before. Yeah. They didn't have alcohol up there, and they're like, "It's a meet and greet." And I was like, "Oh man, like, is there beer in here?
Like, do you guys have booze? You guys are nerds.
No, but overall,
that's a no-no, right, Matt? Like, that's a big no-no, right?
I mean,
right?
I'm an enlisted guy. I was a sergeant, so it's kind of like,
dude,
you know, I'm down to party.
We can talk about this. The Navy knows how it goes down because in Djibouti, the officers' club was the greatest looking bar I've ever seen in my life. Like,
at the end of the day, it was awesome, man. They super welcoming. Everybody there was freaking amazing. Rachel was a sweetheart. We had a great night. We had drinks. We went out after and got fucked up and had a good time and laughed and remembered her husband. And it was a good night.
Everybody was cool.
That's great, man. I saw the pictures and like a bunch of people
wrote
in.
And all you fucking
gone,
assholes
like,
are going to accuse that you think I like was doing weird shit. Fuck you. Rachel and I are just friends. So don't pull me on some weird shit.
She was super excited about
what
all
a
this.
Sweetheart.
She was a sweetheart, dude.
I mean, the radio station had her on. Did you end up going on the radio station?
Yes.
All right.
I think so.
That's great.
I did something.
Why are you embarrassed? That's a nice thing, Matthew, that
I'm
you
not,
do
no,
for people.
No,
I
I'm not embarrassed
I don't think people
at all.
Know that side of you.
There's, you know, some mean comments that come out of that stuff about, like, everything. But she was amazing. The Rock Sons were amazing.
People
so
are dicks.
Super, yeah, I don't
people are fucking dicks.
Hey, listen, I looked in my pockets, and there was no fuck, so they can go eat a fucking dick. So, great time at the ball.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rock Sons. Thank you, all you guys. It was good. They gave me a little leadership thing. It was cool.
The thing is, people aren't dicks. They just are always confused at what they really want. It's always we saw a comment today, like,
Jared, I saw a comment today that was going around. Somebody posted it online of Range 15. Range 15, by the way, is number 2 on iTunes around the world. Everybody and their free mother is watching it.
Go.
And it's fucking awesome. But one review stuck out in particular, Jared. Somebody gave it a one star. Gave the movie a one star and said, "I'm giving this a one star because I'm pretty sure Jared Taylor fucked my wife."
Dude,
it was girlfriend.
Ross.
What was it? Daytona Beach or something?
Yeah.
What?
Fort Walton. Dude, Ross.
Same thing.
On my fucking on my Facebook page, on the Rocco page, and I was like, and so I took the picture and I cropped it and I sent it to the group like, "No fucking way, dude." And it was the funniest goddamn thing, dude.
I feel it's like that moment. It's like, oh, Matt's going to get outed. And then, no, Jared
me.
Taylor, left field. There goes that fucking baseball.
Yeah.
The funniest part
I was not like out of everyone, I was not expecting a post of Jared Taylor, fuck my girlfriend. I give it a one star.
Dude, it was hilarious because we're thinking, like, either that dude is the fucking funniest motherfucker. Like, he's all out of humor. Or what a fucking jealous dick.
Yeah.
Like, how long ago was that?
So Rocco, that's exactly what I was thinking when I read it. And then it got me to thinking, like, Jared, did you fuck somebody's girlfriend in Fort Walton Beach? Or was that guy just hilarious?
I honestly think because he updated the comment, like, as of, like, 4 hours ago. And he goes, come to think of it, my child looks a lot like JT. I'm getting a paternity test. Wait,
so
are paternity
funny,
tests
dude.
Expensive? Question mark.
Okay, so that guy's funny.
That guy's funny.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
The same thing I thought, because I was like, if you're holding on to something because Jared's been married for a while now, like 4 or 5 years ago when you're in fucking Florida, and you're going to comment on a movie like that, you're a fucking douchebag.
Yeah,
but if it's a comedic approach, that's hilarious.
I can't even narrow that down. I mean,
yeah, because you fucked more fat bitches than type 2 diabetes. I get it.
Fort Walton, I was three digits deep in that zip
code. Jared Taylor versus diabetes in Florida, you win. Fucking all the fat bitches.
Listen, I attack dating like I attack my MMA career.
What? So you have an MMA career?
Whoa. Sequitur here, like... In my fighting career, I've chose only to fight 8th graders, and I'm 106-0, like, because I only fight people that are under the age of 15.
Wow.
My fighting career.
I get it.
Yeah, your fighting career is going really well. That MMA career is going well.
So all you do is win. You're like DJ Khaled.
Yeah, I go for the guaranteed win. I don't take no.
What happens
lightly
if you can't beat up the fucking 8th grader or you can't fuck the fat bitch?
Well, I mean, I've never been in that situation.
What would you do?
I don't know because I've never been in this situation.
What?
Like, you're feeding her mayonnaise and she's just like, no, you're not slipping it in.
No, that never happens with fat chicks.
Hey, dude, if you get as far as shoving mayonnaise in a woman, you're going to get a chick, man.
I said feeding, not fisting.
No, I said
your fucking minds on
feeding.
Track.
When life resorts to mayonnaise,
like,
you're
like
in.
Like feeding a fat girl mayonnaise is
fitting,
like,
or feeding?
Feeding. That's a third base to that. They already know why they're there.
Oh, fuck. Like, Ross, save me.
It's going down.
I agree with
you.
The weirdest night I had involved a lot of pickles.
Wow! What?
Were they dill?
Pickles.
What?
They were the big ones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're fucking.
You're disgusting.
You
have no soul.
At the end of every podcast, I want you to stand in front of a mirror for an hour and evaluate your fucking self.
It doesn't matter. I just look and I'm like, oh God, I'm fat. I should go to the gym, but that's tiring.
You did go to the gym today.
I did, Rocco.
You did. You put.
Up.
I saw a picture on Instagram of you
my
at the
arms
gym
are sore
today.
I can't even lift my drink.
Hey Ross, did you see that video I posted on Drinking Bros Fitness today?
Oh dude, look at we. It's just a disclaimer. We finished before you guys.
Yeah. What the fuck?
But yeah, JT decided to lay on the floor.
So Eli and I are like, shit, we finished up our workout, and we're like looking for JT and Rocco. And Rocco, you're okay. Your physique is very, very masculine and jacked. So I'm not picking on you. And we're walking, and I'm recording, and there's Jared laying down, like, half asleep on the gym floor.
Dude, I needed a rest after that.
And I'm like, Jared, Rocco, what are you doing? One. I'm filming, and he starts sitting up from a sleeping somber, and he's like, 19, 24. Yeah,
listen, working out with Rocco with fucking biceps and shoulders is like going zero to mountain.
Those are accessory muscles.
Zero to mountain.
Hey, zero to mountain.
We went hard,
zero
bro.
To mountain.
We went hard, bro. Yeah,
it's O to M.
For a guy, who hasn't lifted very often, we went straight to shoulders and started doing fucking the push press.
Yeah, I saw it in the strict press.
He was going hard on the strict press.
He had like 25s on there.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, this dude don't lift very often. I mean, so he did pretty well.
He's got some strength. I've
he
seen
held
him.
His own.
I will say, Jared, you might have coined the new phrase of going hard. Zero to mountain.
Zero to mountain.
Stick.
You never do that.
I like it a lot. Yeah. Yo, I'm going fucking zero to mountain tonight, dude. I like it a lot.
He goes hard.
Do we have any full cook? Kill Cliffs in here?
No, I'm trying to get to get fucking more whiskey in this room.
Okay, there's a bottle of Lead Slingers on Evan's desk right now.
Would you mind, ma'am, grabbing that?
And some ice too, please, Nikki.
Lead Slingers and ice.
Sorry, Ross.
Wow, they're
admin.
No. By all means, ask your cousin to get all your stuff for you, Jerry. You already said she was hot.
You already said she was hot.
Yeah, you might as well just have her on. Hey, speaking of which, is she in internet dating?
Oh, don't fuck.
That's not.
Fuck you. You fucking bring shit up that you know is going to make
what
me
did he
fucking
say?
Rant.
He say?
What?
Dating.
What? I didn't say anything. All I said was internet dating. I'm just curious about it, you know?
God, that hot dog was good, though.
Yeah.
What?
I'm looking at. I see Matt's got a full hot dog over there. I'm eyeballing it.
You're. Hey, by the way, you're listening to a guy who cannot
just
internet
a bun,
date.
Bitch.
Jared Taylor. Yeah. What are you going to put? God damn, that hot dog was good. You want to fuck? Like, that's not going to be your.
I feel like
your
Jared.
What are you talking about, Ross? I owned plenty of fish for fucking the 2 years that I did.
What would you do now?
I've done really well on there as well.
It's a hard place to put yourself in. No wife. Like, let's put kids aside. What would you do?
I would go right back to fucking. Like destroying.
No, but what would your online dating profile actually be?
Just like it was.
What would be your pitch?
There would be no difference from when I did it in 2010 to now.
What do you mean? Explain it.
I mean, Jesus, I would have to read you.
Jesus on your profile?
No, I would have to read you. I would have to read you my first date. Like, so my first date on Plenty of Fish literally opened up with you would question your sanity and your decision making process as you were sitting behind a Taco Bell by the dumpsters per my request in Orlando, Florida, because I convinced you to go on a spontaneous Disney World trip.
That's creepy.
I cruise around the corner in a green Nissan Xterra with the roof freshly ripped off. Blaring the latest Kesha song.
Yeah.
So I think
Which one was that?
That worked in 1990. I don't know.
It still works now. Trust me. Here's the thing, Ross. What I did when I did Plenty of Fish is I stole a friend's photos that I went to high school with. Her name's Amy Harvey. Hopefully you don't listen to the show. Sorry. And I
Amy Harvey. Yeah. She sounds like a late 90s band. Were you an Amy Harvey?
Yeah. So I took her pictures off of off of Facebook, and then I created a female account on Plenty of Fish, and I ran the female account for 3 weeks, and I was collecting data. I was seeing, okay, how many dudes are messing, and I mapped it out like really good. Like, interests were interesting.
This is real.
Yeah, like wakeboarding.
So you did a case study.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Used a female approach.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So,
I'm actually
so then
impressed.
Wow. So I had over 300 inbox messages on Plenty of Fish, and I was just looking at what guys say to initiate contact, because Amy's a beautiful girl. She's married to a good buddy of mine now. Like those two are fucking awesome. We've actually had her and her husband as a drinking bro of the week before, and we told a crazy story about them getting fucked up in a bar and her friend hitting on her husband. But so this is drinking bro history right here. So I was looking at I was measuring different things. I was measuring frequency of messages coming in to good-looking girls, and then I was looking at character count. How much time are these guys putting into this like initiating message? And then I responded to only 15, and I responded different ways on each time, like five different categories of ways to see how they would talk with me after responding that way. And then I would look at all of their profiles, and I realized like, why I owned Plenty of Fish so crazy back then was because I was looking at what my competition was doing for a month before I even started. So
wow, I did not give you enough credit, Jared. This is some deep, deep shit.
Why would you think I wouldn't do something like this?
Look, this is very well organized. Like your pussy planning is on point. So
pussy planning on point.
Continue.
No, I was on.
Continue.
I was on a million different dating sites and never thought like that.
No. So once I did 21 days of the study, and then once I had all my data and everything, I created my account. And I created my account based off of making it different from everyone else. And when I initiated conversations with women, I did it completely opposite as everybody else did on that site, and it stood out. A lot of that was the subject line and your first three lines of fucking conversation. And then I was featured on Plenty of Fish's homepage for close to almost a month.
For what?
So I was just because I was getting so much traffic on my profile once it went out that they kept putting me on the homepage. Like, check this profile. I was getting hit up by girls in Chicago and Boston and Michigan. Like, hey, I'll fly to you because I have to experience a fucking date with you. So it was kind of cool.
Really?
Hashtag never forget, you know?
Yeah. Look at you, Jared. I was not expecting that. I was expecting a lot of girls showing up and then having disappointed faces. Like sad faces.
Dude,
of like,
no,
those fucking, hey, Ross, check this out. For a long time, man, after my first divorce, I was on the first one, yes, because there is two. So, so after my first divorce, I jumped on Christian Mingle, Plenty of Fish, Scouts. That's a cool one. A lot of people don't
know. Scouts, I have no idea what that is.
It's cool.
Is that for boys and Girl Scouts?
It's for anyone that's interested. It's a different kind of concept. It's an iPhone app, kind of pretty much. I was everything you can think of. I even did the Match.com where I paid for it, and man, I learned a lot from that. I learned a lot, and I'll tell you what. There was very few people I met that were genuine looking for a serious thing. It was all hookups. It was fucking crazy, dude. It was a trip.
Wow. Even on Christian Mingle?
Christian Mingle was the worst.
And how so?
Dude, they all wanted to act nice, and then it was just the more freakier than anything I've ever
seen.
It
was chaos, wasn't it? It was fucking chaos.
I mean, madness. Ross, I'm writing these stories. So I'm writing the book, Fishing with Nets, and I went on over 115, I think it was about 118 dates off of Plenty of Fish. I picked my.
Oh,
top 20.
We talked about this. Is this real? Are you really writing?
I'm one-eighth of the way done with it. So, I have.
That's great.
The chapter plan. I've got the introduction. I've got the forward is being written by Heather Lynn, Heather from a lot of our videos, because she practically lived at my house at the time, and her and my roommate were dating for a while, and they created a board in the room about people that I was bringing back to the house. So it was really funny. Like, she has a lot of inside information. So she's writing the forward because it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, getting down.
That's great, actually.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm excited for that. Matt, what about your internet dating stories? You've been pretty hush-hush over there.
You know, I'm just chilling. I'm listening. I'm observing. You know, I've never really, not I don't want to say had to internet date, but I got.
I will say this. People have tried to internet date for you through me. By the way,
oh my god,
yeah. Dude, I get catfished a lot these days. But I did go on a Plenty of Fish a date, and I had a one night stand, and I got chlamydia. So that.
Well, we wrote a song about it.
Yeah, that was my one.
Matt
one
wrote a song.
Yeah,
about
so I was like, you know, that was a shitty intro to internet dating. That was like fucking 7 years ago. It was enough to scare me to never do dumb shit like that again. So, but I will say, one of my buddies here in El Paso. I'm in Salt Lake. Jesus Christ. In Salt Lake, he is heavy right now. No one on the Drinking Bros podcast, but he's heavy on the internet dating. He's got Bumble on.
Dude, he's got Bumble.
It's Tinder.
And
he
is
something
crushing.
Else.
Oh, my God. Dude is a god.
Dude, he's crushing, like, right? But like,
Female whisperer.
I went on a date with him. Mel and I went on a joint date. We were there, and he invited this chick out. And like, looking at her profile pictures and the way these people perceive themselves on the internet, they show up, and you're like, what was your point to like start the relationship off with like deception and lies?
Fucking lies.
Like, you're not fucking as tall or short as you say you are. You're way. Why? Like, I would rather depict myself worse online, so in real life I'm better. You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
it's an interesting thing.
I've done that. I've done that.
I know what you're saying.
I've done that where you have to. So we. JT, you came up with the concept of how do you know you're getting a genuine pick?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
well, it's the shoe on the head.
The shoe on the head. And I started using that, right? Because go ahead.
You know where that originated from?
Yeah, no, explain shoe on the head to the audience.
When I was in Iraq in 2007, I had a guy that I shared, an army dude that I shared a room with. I mean, there was fucking like 40 of us in that stupid room. But anyway, he had met this girl while he was deployed. He had never met her in person. But he was sending her money and everything, like, oh, we're getting married when I get home, like, and he's never met this person. I mean, this is typical for fucking Joe. I mean, not out of the ordinary. So I was surfing the fucking internet one day, or not even like really surfing the internet. I think I opened an email or something, and the picture.
You were boogie boarding the internet.
Yeah,
it was like a boogie board.
The picture that he had shown me of this girl that he had been sending money to and everything was it was the same picture on an ad. And I was like,
oh,
hey.
My God.
I screen grabbed it and I was like, hey, come over here. Like, that's your girl. Why is her photo on this ad? So we kind of dig around. And we find the three photos that she had sent him were all advertisements and stuff. So I was like, hey, tell her to send you a picture with a shoe on her head. And he was like, why? I was like, because no one just has a photo of them with a shoe on their head. Like, you have to physically.
Oh, that's genius. That's genius.
Dude, I like that.
Dude, so I'm telling you, man. So I think that's an important thing to know. You have to find an original picture, because I went on a date years and years ago when I was first started doing the freaking the online dating. I showed up at this girl's work to take her to lunch, and she stepped out, and I'm telling you right now, she was an easy 100 pounds heavier than all her pictures.
That's one of the chapters in my book is How Do I Pretend I'm on Acid, where the girl came out. She her face looked like she was a bulldog.
Oh, and, shit.
I couldn't do it because I'm already at the door of the restaurant. Like, the date's already started. Like, you can't turn around here. So I just pretended
technological advances that make you do this. Like, when I was single and I was dating from the page and stuff, I would just say FaceTime. And then you interact.
Yeah, but that's technology. Like, I didn't have FaceTime.
Right. But I'm saying that's the good thing about now. The kids got the good shit going on. It's you never try. You always got to FaceTime.
Yeah, now, like, the shoe on the head now, like, you can't deny that. Oh, I can't do that. Why? You have a fucking phone.
You have a fucking smartphone.
Exactly.
You have an goddamn shoe, and just put it on your fucking head and take the goddamn picture.
Take the picture. Take the fucking picture.
Yeah. Just like that.
Which is also why I don't understand the TV show Catfish on MTV. It's like, all these people are catfish. It's like, motherfucker, FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Shoe on the head.
Dude.
FaceTime. Yeah, do anything.
No, hold on. But certain people are more susceptible to, like, emotional attachment.
Like, who? Explain.
Dude,
say it.
Hold on, because there's a lot of people that we get, and you know it, get written right into the page. Yeah. You've been catfished. At least twice a week, I get a message in the page. It's like, luckily, girls, and I think we've said this on the page before, Google image search the motherfucker.
Yes. Well, I mean, nowadays, because, like, even then, like, girls are quick. I've had less than, like, 40 characters of conversation before a girl's getting on FaceTime fucking jamming her ass out.
Well, that's just cool. That's cool, though. That's not catfishing.
Jamming her ass out is what that was a phrase from Jared Taylor. Everyone, Jared Taylor.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's playing music.
Proud parents. Hold on, down in Jacksonville.
So that's a good story. Before all this stuff,
another chapter of the book. It's called that chapter is you're supposed to be getting married this weekend.
I cannot wait to get Rocco involved in this conversation.
What?
Because you're gonna know what it is.
Go ahead.
Back in ACO 275.
Yeah.
Called some of the other companies. There was that girl that would call the CQ desk. There it is.
Kelly from Cali.
Yeah,
baby.
There you go. Kelly from Cali.
So check this out, dude. So, man, you probably have the story better than I do, but there was this girl that would call the CQ desk. Yeah. If you're not in the military, you don't have a CQ desk. Yeah. There's this 24-hour duty where you essentially are the greetsman or the forward fucking – when you walk into the company, it's like, hey, you have to show an ID to make sure the girl's whatever. And you sit there for 24 hours on duty, and this girl would call the fucking phone for ACO. Bring, bring, and be like, hi, what's your name?
Hey, it's Kelly from Cali.
Yeah, it's Kelly from Cali. How are you doing? Oh, Private Smith. No, this is how she would talk. And she'd be like, Private Smith, I bet you're new, huh? Do you like to fuck asses? And you're like, and
whoa,
all the,
that's where she would go?
Oh, no.
You have no concept of the psychopath of this bitch.
She's in your heart. Dude. So I got a better story.
No, I know you have it. You probably know Kelly from Cali. Check this out.
Yeah, you know Kelly from Cali.
I'm segueing this story for fucking Vincent. So she would sext you on the fucking official phone. You'd give her your number. I did it. I was like, dude, I was 19 years old. Like, fuck yeah, this bitch sounds hot. I'm from Cali. Kelly's from Cali or Cali, whatever.
Yep.
But what she would do is I got the message. She was like, hey, you should come over and we'll have a threesome. And I was like, man, this sounds shady. And I was doing the same thing as you. We're like, hey, give me some evidence of what the fuck is going on. And so, like, it smelled shady to me. But
dude,
did anybody
ever follow through?
Yeah,
here we go. Well, and Vincent?
Yeah, so here's a funny story. So I'm...
but she would say, hold on.
Only from
so,
Cali.
No, here's the thing. She goes, you can come over... And you can fuck me in the ass.
Yep.
And you can get my friend, and you can have a threesome with all of us, and you can fuck us both in the ass and just have a good old time. And you're like, oh, yeah.
But on the way.
Yeah. And on the way there, she'll text you and be like, but you have to let my friend suck your dick first. And it's a dude.
You're like, oh.
Yeah.
So
then
she was setting up gay three-ways with some dude that wanted to fuck rangers.
No.
He was a gay rangerette, but she would take it so he could get laid by rangers, apparently.
Yeah. So here's the funny. Here's
so
the
all
funny
but like
story.
No one. Everybody backed out at this point. I didn't get that. I didn't even get that far.
Not
until
everyone.
No, I know.
Not everyone.
So I remember. So one of our buddies got pissed off. He told me the story later. I was like, I know, bro. She did it to all of us. Like, as soon as she says that, everyone's like, fuck no. And so we're all laughing because we know the story. And there's another kid.
Yep.
And I'm going to say his – I'm not going to say his
Don't
name.
Don't say his name.
So he comes up and goes, dude, you wouldn't even believe what happened last night. I was like, what? He goes, some chick called, and she wanted a phone text, and she told me I can fuck her and her friend in her ass. And I fucking went over, and I fucked them both in the ass. And I was like – So how about the dude?
No way.
You let him suck your dick?
Yeah.
So he actually went through with it, dude. He never admitted it. We were laughing. Everyone knew the story, so we were laughing like, oh, my God.
I mean, you probably got a good come in. I'm not going to judge him for it, you know?
Several,
I'm not going to judge.
Several
but,
good comes in. Yeah, he went through with it.
God, Kelly. Kelly from Cali, right?
That yeah, and then there was, yeah. So,
Kelly from Cali.
So the story is this. You got Kelly from Cali. She's been around doing fucking the calls, the phone sex for years. And then there's someone from Tacoma, and the Tacoma one is the actual girl that did that. Yeah, it was like Sheila from Tacoma. And Tacoma girl was the one that a lot of guys were going to the house and realizing at the point of knocking on the door, like, well, you have to let him suck your dick first. They turn around and come back home. Because I remember the guy Voldemort we were talking about today.
Yeah, yeah.
He got stuck with that one.
Voldemort
did
it too?
And got, he goes, don't ever answer the phone because there's fucking faggots and shit. I'm like, dude, calm down. What happened? He explained. I was like, yes, dude.
That's awesome.
He showed up and got fucking shot down. Hilarious.
They had a good hustle worked out, you know? They really did.
You tell Rangers.
I will say this, though. I think it goes on in every city. I think that's a thing in every city.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, you tell a bunch of Rangers, these alpha males.
I had, yeah.
They're going to do it.
Dude, there was a guy, we almost got in a fist fight out of a Tacoma bar, but he was this gay dude, and like, things were chill at first. I don't know what it was. We were having a conversation. He was smoking a cigarette and was with Harper and all these other guys. And he was talking about it. He was like, oh, sweetheart, I have fucked so many Rangers. And I was like, oh, God, what are their names? I wanted to know.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't tell me. And I was like, fucking tell me. And then he tried to fist fight me. But
well, I remember.
Really good story, you know?
God.
Really good story.
And Matt, I can't wait till that's an audio book.
Dude, we're going to put, we should put that in my book that we're writing, you know, Ross? You know?
Oh, we should.
First chapter right there. There was this guy. He did, you know? Fuck it.
Yeah. Chapter one, 10 sentences.
Yeah.
But I think there's one of those in every story. I was in Austin, Texas. I'm not going to say what film it was, but it was a huge cast, and all the crew stayed in the same hotel. And there was somebody calling like that every night at the same time, 8 o'clock. They knew what time we got back from set. They knew what time our call times were, all that shit. And it was, hey, what are you doing? I want you to jack off for me. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. But it went on for like 20 minutes. And so people got tricked or whatever. And I was like, I'm good. Because it sounded like a dude. And I was like, I'm not getting off to this. So I hung up the phone. But you become close. It was a long shoot. So you all meet for dinner at a certain point, and you're like, all right, cool. Well, at one point in the night, every night, this one guy was late. Fuck it. I'll say who this guy was, because it is the lead singer of a group called Buck Cherry. And I'm sure Jerry's a fan of that group.
Buck Cherry?
Lead singer of that.
They've got a couple real good ones from 97, 98.
Yeah. They've got a few. So anyways, he was in there, and like the first night I went to get him, and he goes, I knocked on his door, and I'm like, hey, man, we're all going to dinner. And he was just like, out of breath. And he goes, hey, man, anybody ever call your phone asking you to jerk off for them? And I was like, yeah. It sounded like a dude. And he goes, no, man, it sounds like a girl. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's a dude. Kind of let it go, right? So as the days go along, he would rush down to dinner. He was kind of sweaty. And I was like, hey, man, is everything all right with you? And he was like, yeah, man, everything's fine. What do you recommend for an appetizer? And I was like, don't you fucking appetizer me. Like, I know what's going on. I know you've been on the phone
up there.
I don't
want the goddamn calamari.
Let me smell your hands.
Don't you try to fucking mozzarella stick me out of this goddamn conversation. I know what's going on. So as the shoot keeps going, he's progressively later and later to dinner, and then he just stops showing up. So after a few days, one of the producers at dinner is like, hey, man, you want to go upstairs and get that lead singer from Buck Cherry? And I was like, yeah, I'll go upstairs. So I go upstairs. I'm pounding on his door. He answers the door. He's kind of disheveled, sweating, like, you know, real disoriented. He was like, oh, hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? And I was like, hey, man, we haven't seen you at dinner in like days at this point. You're all right? Like, everything okay with you? And he goes, oh, yeah. Well, no, man. You know that girl who's been calling on the phone? I think I fucking love her, man. And I'm like, what? What? You think you fucking, you love this? Man, I need this every night. You know, I fucking need this. And I'm like, no, I don't understand that you need this. Like, so this awesome. Could be a girl or a guy at this point. Like, you know that, right? And he's just like, no, man, it's a fucking girl. Like, you understand, man. I fucking think
even
I love
it. Even if it was
a
girl, like, you have no understanding of who the fuck it is. You're masturbating
none,
to literally like the Mona Lisa. Who knows?
And it's on a hotel phone, like a hard landline, no FaceTime, no nothing.
A hard
and they would,
landline.
She would like call that. Everybody's rooms at the same exact time. And it was just like, but in his mind, dude, it was like Lost. Like,
bro,
he was afraid if he didn't press that button, the whole island was going
to
explode.
Hey, everybody used to jack off to Landline Larry, all right? He was a comer, you know?
We should give a drinking bro of the reek
to Landline Larry.
Landline Larry.
If you're out there, Landline Larry, this one's for you.
Pull down your pants and show me your taint, you little bitch.
So confusing.
What?
Your voice is so comforting.
I will say this, though. Out of the podcast group, out of the four of us, Matt does the best male and female sex noises there is.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
So if there was a Landline Larry out of the four of us, it's Matt. Yeah, Matt can do it all.
Oh, baby.
I can do sex noises. I don't know about girl voices.
He does them at the gym too sometimes.
You can do all of them, dude. You can do all of them.
Fuck me in the pussy, Ross. Fucking win.
See if Matt called. See if God. Matt called me doing that shit, I'd jerk off.
Lick my butt.
That's so good,
Matt. I think you can fool 9 out of 10. I really do. I think you can fool 9 out of 10 for sure.
The whisper part is the worst. Like, go
lick my little pussy.
Go to the freezer and get a box of taquitos.
You want
to
suck on it like it's a lollipop?
I'm gonna get frozen box of taquitos.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you called Jared and started going through food items, like food items under $5 at the grocery store,
but you make contemporary references where you're just like, my pussy's a movie because it's frozen.
If my butt was a movie title, it'd be called Deep Impact.
Oh, that's terrible.
What?
That was, what was that?
Yeah.
My dick went softer than it is right now. It actually went inside.
My dick went inside myself. Yeah. My dick went to the upside down. It was Stranger Things on that one.
My dick went to the upside down.
You gotta do my dick went inside out.
Get the fuck out.
Are you Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, boy. Hey, Rocco, by the way, I loved your post on Instagram the other day, now that you're single, saying, hey, hit me up. I'm single. I love to eat tacos, lift weights, and I'm also known as the Pussy Destroyer. I was one of my faves.
Did I say that?
One of my faves. It was.
Yeah, it was hashtag Pussy Destroyer.
You're a liar.
Yeah. Hey,
dude.
I did not do that.
On the Drinking Bros podcast Instagram, go to at Drinking Bros podcast Instagram.
I did not put that, dude.
Franklin did.
It said Pussy Destroyer.
Dude, I would never post it like that.
You did. It was it was hashtag Death Star, hashtag
dude,
Pussy
that's
Destroyer.
So fun. No, Franklin did that shit. That's not me.
Star Wars Episode 9, the potato dick invades.
Pussy Destroyer. That's so funny.
You know?
Pussy Destroyer. Dude, I got a hearty chuckle.
I talked to my counselor, and she said, don't date Sirius for 6 to a year. Just have a good time. And I was like, that's not hard for me.
No, Sirius is an iPhone app. You can't date that.
Oh. Well, then we're never. Then I'll be single forever.
Oh. Your Mexican accent really did confuse me. So you're not going to date her?
Wait,
no, is that open? Is that open now? Is that cool?
Yeah, it's open. It's open. So divorce is final now. And
oh, it is! Congratulations!
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Congratulations!
Thank you. It's good. It was good. It's
your dick is gonna get the work out
things.
Of its life.
It's a bittersweet, right?
I don't want to speak outside of my realm, but you guys seem to kind of high fived and walked away for the betterment of your like individuality, and that's super dope.
Yeah,
I love that.
Dude,
there's obviously conflict within reason,
dude, love is love, man. But at the same time, what's good for the kids is good for the kids, and I had to make the hard decision, and I make the hard decision for the kids, and that's what I did. And don't get me wrong, it's not easy being with someone for so long and then all of a sudden separating. It's sad. We try to rekindle that flame, and I made the second effort, and again, we decided it's just not healthy. So we walked away. And you know what? I think I'm happier, man. I think I need time for myself. I think I need time to focus on the kids and continue on. Like I said, I spoke to my counselor because it was, dude, I was beat up about the situation. Matt, you know about it. It was, you know, I was in a little bit of a dark place at the time, and she said, just take some time for yourself, take some time for your family, don't get involved emotionally with anyone. Just
that's good advice. I know it's great, dude.
It's great advice.
A good segue with that would be like, if there's anybody out there on the podcast that's actually dealing with that stuff, what would be some advice from you?
You're paying a counselor. I told you the same thing.
It's the same counselor I've had for years. And Tanya Glenn's an amazing woman. But, dude, you know what, Jane? Shut up. But hey, here's the deal, man. If you guys are going through it, man, understand what's best for your kids. I mean, don't ever stay together for kids. It's just what's going to be healthy and smart. Breakups are hard.
They're not the end of the world, though.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world, man. I'm looking forward to the future.
Remember, there's always Slovakia.
Dude, you know, right now, love sounds like a shitty thing to do again, but at the same time, you know, I'm focusing on me now and focusing on the kids, and, dude, I'm focusing on the business, dude. We're going
to
crush.
Well, that's the thing. It's like happiness, you know, and, like, what's love got to do with it?
Got to do with
know?
It. Right, I'm just, right.
That's what I used to tell.
Oh, got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? So, you know, so I posted that on fucking Instagram and fucking Snap and
was it hashtag Death Star? Was
no,
it?
No, that's not mine, dude. That's what Franklin posted on
Pushy
my
Smasher.
On my Instagram, I just said
Pussy Destroyer.
Peel my potato dick.
It was Pussy
dude,
Dumpsters.
I had so
toilet,
many people,
dude.
So many people in my inbox. Like,
I come on the first date.
I said, whether you like it or not,
I don't sleep on the first date. Like I fuck on the first date. I come on the first date. So it's very misleading. Like, wait, so are you gonna like fuck me? Are you just like gonna come like
if you start fucking around, I'm just gonna go home and jerk off.
Ross, so here's the deal.
You're at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. You order that hot ass fucking plate. You burn your finger. And you just come.
Ross, here's deal, man. I said in one year, I'm gonna start
it's
dating
Rocco.
Again. And so, all you chicks that are interested, you know, get your shit together and fucking shoot in an application in 1 year, 12 months. Yeah. Wait.
This episode, another sponsor coming in. It's a video application.
Yeah, you have to say why you would be a good candidate.
And why you fit in with my kids. Because I like that. But here's the funny thing, Ross. I told Jared, I'm going to be celibate for one fucking year.
Hey, stop laughing.
Whoa.
We're really talking about this. Stop laughing. We're having a big discussion here.
I will not put myself inside of any other female.
No.
Any female.
No, no.
Or dude. For fucking 12 months from today's date.
We call them a bro sleeve.
Yeah. That's the facts.
You can test that all you want.
I'm showing you. I'm proving it to the world.
It is August 17th right now. So August 17th of 2017 is the next time you
that's
can ask.
That's a bold move, Cotton.
When
that
you
is
fuck your buddy, it's called
move.
A bro sleeve.
I'm not fucking dudes. I'm not fucking chicks.
Yeah, you no bro sleeves.
I'm not fucking animals. Nothing.
Hey, Ross, he said 12 months. I'm just trying to last 12 fucking hours, bro.
Matt, we're lucky if we can keep you down to three.
You know?
If we can keep Matt under 3 hours.
Hey, JT's cousin and I fucked 3 times during this episode.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family.
Yeah.
But that child would be welcomed.
It would.
Yes, it would.
Jared, it always comes back to you having Matt's baby again. You want a Matt baby, no matter what family member gets it. Your cousin, honestly.
My wife is funny as fuck if you think about it, because
she is.
She's
awesome.
On the same page as me with that. She wants to do it just for the joke. 10 years later, like
she also wants a superhuman kid. You know what I'm saying? Like she wants a kid who's powerful and strong. Yeah,
that's so funny, dude.
She wants a Rambo.
How about the other thing, Jared, that we got the deal that you got going on with your wife?
Oh God, I don't know if we could talk about that.
Oh, we shouldn't. Okay,
she
fine.
Posted.
No,
on the
we
internet.
Could. No, she didn't. She didn't. But it was really funny text messages. I screenshot that shit.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's fucking funny.
So Jared goes,
well,
"Hey man,
you've got to say it now." Yeah. I mean, this is out. Like the world needs to know.
Essentially,
about it.
If I get caught cheating, she's blowing all of my friends. All of them.
Oh wow!
Well, yeah. And that is honestly so.
Did she go down the list of friends? Like,
no, she said she would date Rocco for 1 week.
Right.
She wanted to date me for a week.
Hold
bro.
On. I'm going to be serious.
Great.
I'm going to be serious for a second. Rocco and I talked about that. And it was kind of like the whole thing, like, Jared's not a cheater, and he's very faithful.
No.
But, right?
Yes.
So, but check this out. So, you know, Rocco and I started a Tinder for Jared. We're actively pursuing female companionship so we can get some. I just want a blowjob.
Yeah. Dude, that's the thing. I will hands down say, Kate, God damn it, I don't even know how many. I can't even put a number to this, but Kate, my wife, is the best fucking blower I've ever met.
Oh, God, that's so
gross.
You know,
that makes it even
easier
for the prostitutes.
The blower's daughter.
Yeah. I just ordered two prostitutes here, Jared, just for you. And it's, I just want to keep you honest, bro. I'm here to keep you honest.
I'm here to keep you honest.
She has to catch me.
Well, we all got phones, bro.
Oh, God damn it.
Dude, I'm gonna get you drunk, throw a couple Ambien in you, throw a girl in your bed. And like, isn't that Jared's cousin? Doesn't matter.
she's an intern. Get in there.
It's got your
blackmail. Where's my blowjob? We have
it's
a new 100th episode.
Ready to go?
Wait, so, isn't that your dick?
It's my dick, isn't and them laying dick? In bed, and just says it's ready.
Time. It's time.
We have a new 100th episode where it's your wife blowing everyone. That's what it's called. Welcome to 100.
I do not want to see that.
Welcome.
But if she wants
to 100.
Okay, I'm not going there.
I'm just saying, like, it was nice, though, Ross. I do have really good friends because when I told them about what she told me, they were like, well, look, dude, like, that's your punishment. We have to go with it.
I'm sorry to say it, bro, but you know, you're going to have to live with yourself after that.
I know.
Hey, for anybody that doesn't honestly know, it's a joke. We greatly respect Jared's wife, but it's funny. His wife
She's funny as fuck.
She shoots from the hip with that shit. She's like, Matt Best, I want a baby. Put one in me. And you're just like, oh, fuck. I don't even know what to say to that. It's not like so it's all in good comedic
fun. She's really fucking funny. She's funny.
Hilarious,
she is.
Man.
Dude, I mean, her vocabulary is just really fucking funny.
Dude.
Or vulgar.
Early on the crew, we
used
to phone calls.
She married you.
I know.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, right. She married me after knowing the entire book of Fishing with Nats.
Yeah.
Because she was my friend for a year first. I used to call her and tell her.
Hey, that's a lifer,
Jared.
Guess what I
did last night? Guess what I did? The great thing about that is, though, is I don't have to worry about certain people getting fucking wasted and telling her things. It's like,
yeah,
oh,
there's
no
secrets.
She already knows all that.
I feel like that conversation would be like, you know, when Jared was in Florida, he fucked a girl behind Applebee's. Like, yeah, no, and he came in her mouth and pulled her hair.
Yeah,
like,
she's like, oh, yes, God. I understand my husband's hobby was sampling vaginas.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness.
Yeah.
You were in Florida, and
you treated it like that $10 all-you-can-eat appetizers at Fridays. Like, you just kept going over and over and over. I was like, who can have that many potato skins? Jared can. Out behind a dumpster.
Listen,
I've slept behind a Chili's 3 times in my lifetime.
Dude.
The first time was an accident. The second 2 times I felt comfortable because I've done it before.
Dude, hey, check this funny story. I just thought about this recently. So my first wife, dude, she for some reason I was sitting in my car and I made a list of all the girls I've ever been with at that time. And I was 19.
How did you not run out of paper?
Well, dude, here's the That's not true.
I'm just kidding.
But, dude, so she goes and takes my car and tries to do the nice thing by washing it for me and cleaning it all out.
No.
And in the back seat, she finds this paper, dude.
Please tell me you had it where it was like Rebecca, Kelly,
no,
blah, blah,
dude.
Blah. And then it was like girl from Denny's.
Yeah, dude.
Girl
it was so, dude, intricate. And, like, I got, like, I fingered her or I got a blowjob from her.
Oh,
or
you went
her
personal.
Ass, like, so.
Yeah, that's really jacked
fuck,
up.
Fuck, dude.
Sex is one thing, but.
We were married for 9 years and she never let that fucking day go, bro. And I was like, look, that was before you.
Dude.
Fucking miserable.
It's funny that you're saying that because every time a friend, and it happens like once every 6 months, a friend's like, hey, my phone's dead or something. Can I use yours to call my wife or something? Once they're done, I'll save them in my phone. A really fucked up name like Cum Dumpster or Snuggle Whore or Side Piece. Like, and
what'd you?
I just wait. So it was, I want to say it was about 8 months ago.
Melissa,
was the
right?
First time. Oh, Melissa is Matt's Dick Mitt.
No, before that it was Dumpster.
No, it was Dick Mitt. It was Dick.
No, there was.
Hang on.
You changed it.
It was something else. It was something else.
Mel had, it was a fucking funny thing. Like, they never text or anything. And Mel calls Jared because my phone was dead. Somehow, I don't know where the number was, but then it comes up as like.
Well, it's Tyrone's Dick Mitt right now.
Right now, it's Tyrone's Dick Mitt.
What it was before Benny Santiago came up with it.
Yeah, it was like Dumpster Slit.
Party Benny?
It was like Dumpster Slit Hole. And he's like, who the fuck is Dumpster Slit? Oh, that's Melissa. Here's your girl. And I was like, God dang it, man.
Yeah, it was like, oh, God. So about 8 months ago, I finally got the first reoccurring where a dude that had done it 3 years ago and I remembered to save goes to call his wife and he punches the phone number in and it says, it says like cuddle horse side piece. And he's like, wait, what the fuck?
That's so fucked.
That's ingenious,
up.
Dude.
I know.
That is ingenious.
I would have probably beat your ass and then heard you out. Like, yeah. Fucker.
No, he was yelling at her first.
Yo.
Why the fuck are you saving JT's phone? His cuddle slit bang.
Well, there's old cuddle slit bang right there.
We're pushing an hour now. This is a good episode.
We are. We should get to the drinking bro of the week. We all got back together. We started chatting like we were in a kitchen in a Tyler Perry movie.
God damn.
We got a sweet submission this week. We got a drinking bro out of the week this week. It was submitted by Corey Boatler. I hope I'm saying that right. Could be a boatlier. Could be a bottler. Whatever it is, Corey. I love you and your last name. He says, I'd like to nominate someone for the Drinking Bro of the Week. Sergeant Wakuna Jackson. Friday, August 19th, will mark the 10th anniversary of her death. She was a combat medic attached to the 132 INF while deployed to Afghanistan.
Infantry, yes.
First of the 32nd, Charlie Company, 710th BSB, 3rd BCT, 10th Mountain Division.
Perfect. Yep. When I tell you she touched the soul of everyone
in our battalion,
she's not exaggerating. She was an amazing medic, a true friend, and always a shoulder to lean on. She loved Jaeger bombs and late night runs to Denny's. She was killed. That's amazing. That's why we picked this story. Like that was a great one. Reminded me of Jared.
Shut up.
She was killed when you love Jaeger bombs and late night runs to Denny's as well.
I do.
She was killed when an IED struck her vehicle. Also killed that day was Chris Sitton. It's a hard name to say.
Yep.
Chris Sitton.
Specialist Robert Draw.
Can't believe it's been 10 years. Thanks for all you guys do. And I would love it if she was the drinking bro out of the week.
Boom.
Throw back a shot of Jaeger.
Cheers. Cheers. Girl.
Cheers, mama. Cheers.
Cheers.
To
cheers.
The
freaking thanks,
weekend.
Corey.
I'll drink to that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and sorry if I fucked up those initials. That's not
it's
not my specialty,
no,
but thanks
not
for
your
saving.
Hey Ross,
thanks for saving me, Jared. I appreciate it.
The heart's there, brother. That's all that matters. Cheers to you, girl.
I try. I'm learning all the initials, but I don't know them all. But we really appreciate you guys submitting your stories every week. And this is awesome. So thank you, Corey. Cheers, everybody, and for drinking, bros. Welcome back to the whole gang. The whole gang was back tonight. Yeah. It was a fun night for Mr. Matt Best, Mr. Vincent Vargas, Jared Taylor. I am Ross Patterson, and I heard a bootleg version of an Aku version of Bitch I Operate circulating on someone's iPhone, and ooh. I believe you guys recorded it. Let's play out the show tonight with Bitch I Operate.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's an Aku.
Aku!
From Lincoln's Box Seats, Jared Taylor, Vincent Vargas, and Matt Best, here's a fun Bitch I Operate acoustic, my friends.
Yeah. Boom.
Thank you, we love you, and good fucking night! Or day, whatever the fuck it is, I don't even know!
Hit it! DJ, drop that song!
We might be crazy, we might be drunk, we'll sip it on whiskey, now here we go. We're out and dirty, this must be fate. Three words are for your face, bitch, I operate. Wake up in the morning and I'm feeling kinda fresh. 5 pounds of bacon on my motherfucking chest. Carbon stained pillows, hands smell like lead. Under my mattress, gun safe is my bed. Loaded up max, just ready to blast. As is flag when I wipe my ass. Blowout kid with my speedball bag. Dressed up in my tactical swag. Looked in my pocket and found zero fucks. Until I pulled out my custom glocks. Even wore multi cans to my first date.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Bitch, I operate. Bitch, I operate. Bitch, I operate.
Shooting out the range, fire rate sustained. Lead showers when I make it rain. C-clamp like a motherfucking boss hog. Got my patches in you, then my damn dog. 2 in the morning doing CQB. Tiptoeing down the hallway.
Wait, my wife, my hair, guys.
Instagram game on lock.
but you leave one gun. Bodies be drooling on my cock. Got the whole crew like, yo, we the best. When I drop loads, they're always suppressed. People say, hate's gonna hate. I'm just like, bitch, I operate.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.